Hello and welcome to Edward Jones Podcast. My name is Joe Jones.
And I'm Mr. Orlando Edwards. So today what we want to talk about is the first chapter in the first book that me and Joe wrote called The Startup, Part One. This book was coming from both of our perspectives. We had a very similar upbringing, as we mentioned briefly in the last podcast, but it's coming from a perception of, two people who come from, the middle class, not necessarily from dirt poor or, such a terrible or negative place. We're two people who believe in doing right, doing it legally, going to school. So we have college degrees and, we believe in working hard and being athletes. We want to come from that perspective. That's the reason that we wanted to really, start writing these books and even doing this podcast. So without further more to that, Joe, you want to go ahead and
Absolutely, absolutely.
sure.
So the first chapter is called Fear. And the book starts off, fear by definition is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. So I have here an acronym that I use for fear. Acronym is false evidence appearing real. That means a lot to me. Fear is actually one of my principles that I live by. If I'm scared of it, then that means I need to do it. So just pushing forward, you really have to focus in on what it is and realize, is it really something there? You know what I'm saying? Like
Right.
when you're scared of something, you gotta jump out there and do it, and pay attention to that feeling you get right after you do it.
So let's get into it, Joe, because you do a lot with psychology and all this stuff. So the psychology of fear, is that fear is a primitive human emotion. It's very real, but it's only around to alert of us as people, as the in the presence of danger. And it was really around when you look at the context of psychology that it comes from, really to keep our ancestors alive, because fear, it can be divided literally into two responses, like biochemical and emotional. Fear was literally around. Fear is literally around in your mind to keep you alive and keep you safe, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it literally only lives in your mind.
Absolutely, man. What it really makes me think about is like the more you fear something, it to me is saying that you should go ahead and do it. And it really makes me think about when we were younger, when we were in high school. This is just an example. So when we was younger in high school, we in a club, right? And you see somebody that you want to dance with her, right? And but you hesitant. You want to wait till the next song come on, and then you just see somebody else swoop in and do it. And the whole time they dancing together, you're like, dang, that's supposed to be mine. So it makes me think, it's better to fail while doing something than to fail while over preparing and somebody else swoops in and do what you originally wanted to do.
I'm gonna tell you about Marcus. So when I was younger, fear for me came like in the form of like a scary movie, like a Nightmare on Elm Street. As I got a little bit older, my fear was like not getting picked for maybe a neighborhood basketball game, because I love to play basketball. Like you said, and as I got a little bit older, it would be like asking a girl to dance in school.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then after that, like my fear was. So it was a day that I found out that like my great grandmother, she was sick, and when she was in the hospital, I didn't really get a chance to see her before then. But when I got a chance to look at her, she could like look at five generations that she had built. She was the head of the family, and in a sense, it's like after she waited for all of us to be able to get there, like me, my kids, her grandkids and great grandkids, it was like she had a like a feeling that went over. It's like, you know what? I'm okay. And I can go on into this afterlife and not have any worries. Like, my fear is not being able to get or accomplish, you know, certain things in my life. Like, I fear going to work every day, you know, to a regular 9-to-5 before we transition into entrepreneurship and never really accomplishing all the things that we're talented, you know, talented enough to do. Like not fulfilling full potential. Like, that's the biggest fear. That's the biggest fear for my, like, I have for my kids.
Absolutely, man. I think that's, you know, I think that's really what success is, fulfilling your potential. You know, really everybody in this world fears something in life, you know, but it's really what you do with that fear to differentiate you from others, you know, to really push you right past that fear. And the more you, when you fear something, the more time you allow to sit in before you do it, the more that fear actually sets in.
Right.
Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is time really drives fear.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, I have an activity that I want everybody to try. So the next time you go to Walmart or something, or any grocery store, I want you to approach at least one person of the opposite sex and get that person's phone number. No matter how you do it, just get that person's phone number. And the reason I chose this activity is because that's something that people really fear, is approaching other people, you know, conversating with strangers, and the fear of rejection.
Right.
But the more you do it, the more you do that, the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Right.
So that's an activity I want the listeners to try and get in touch with us. You know, let us know how it goes.
Absolutely. So look, bro, like, the good thing about failure, because I think that's what a lot of people fear, from what I see, the good thing about failure is that it's entirely up to us to decide how we look at it. You know, you can choose to look at failure as the end of the world, or proof at how unprepared you were. Or you could look at failure as just a learning experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So since we're on here, I talk to you just about every day. What do you fear? What is your biggest fear? Personally,
I think my biggest fear would be not being able to provide for my family, having to work for somebody, and that, you know, my livelihood being in someone else's hands, and you know, getting fired from that job or that company closing down and not being able to provide for my family. I think that's my biggest fear.
Right. So how do you overcome fear?
That's a good question. For me to overcome fear, I think
Preparation.
Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Right.
5 P's, you know, preparation. For me to overcome it, I think just being business minded, man. But you know, making your own path.
Right.
You know, that way my livelihood is in my hands.
Right. I agree. I just want to get you on the spot and see how you respond to that. Like, they say you learn two different kind of ways. You learn from the failure of others and from the failure of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes, you know, any sense. So
definitely.
Personally, I don't really fear a lot of stuff, because a lot of things that I want to do now, I'm around people who've done them and done them very well, right? So
uh-huh.
A lot of things that I may fear, I can go get advice on, so I don't have to fail that kind of way. You know what I mean? And then with me, you know, failure is a major learning experience. I don't expect to do it right.
Definitely.
In a certain sense, sometimes you don't really, like, I don't really want to do it right. I want to learn that experience and how to be able to, you know, provide it in a way that somebody doesn't have to go through what, you know, I went through to do it. Because I'm a person that can listen to somebody, you know, after having dialogue and conversation and learn
uh-huh.
from it. So we literally get to skip around a lot of things that people, you know, got set back on or didn't succeed on. And I wanted, like, I think that's one of the main reasons that we were able to be so successful in so many of these ventures that we've tried out, even in the kickball league. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about how the kickball league came about and how people thought that that was going to be a joke and a failure or whatever, and how you're literally getting ready to sell that league. I mean, the kickball league made $20,000 in 3 months, right?
Yep,
or the first
absolutely.
Yeah, first quarter.
So just to take you back a little bit, I haven't always been fearful. You know, when we first started the kickball league, I was definitely worried, you know, and this is a major thing that everyone faces before they start a business, or before they, I should say, before they start their first business. You're worried about what everyone else is going to think.
Right. How did you start the league? Who did you want to start the league?
With the kickball league, see, I was fearful, and I was trying to push it off on a buddy of mine for him to start it. And as I continued to tell him, you know, you could do this to start it. You could do this, you know, you could even do this and this will work. You know, as I told him more and more, I was thinking in my mind, subconsciously motivating myself.
Yeah.
You know, so my fear, I was kind of pushing my fear on him, not realizing that, you know, he had his fear as well, or he had his reasons for not wanting to do it as well.
Or excuses.
Exactly. And the more I talked to him about it, the more this false evidence appearing real started to come to life. And it's like, boom, we started doing it. I went down to Florida and we didn't have any team signed up. It was about 3 weeks out. And while I was in Florida on a family vacation, we had about four teams sign up, and it just became real.
Almost overnight.
Almost overnight, it became real. Yep.
But the fear was that it was saturated. So people a lot of times project their fear on you. Like the one thing that I always got was, I know somebody doing a kickball league over here. It's a kickball league over here like that. It's a kickball league over there.
Especially your friends and loved ones.
Oh man, like a kickball league might not work. Like, what you mean it might not work? Well, you know, how is it going to generate money? All these things. Make 20 grand in 3 months. Take a lot of people half a year to make 20 grand, you know, working. And this is, I mean, for you, this is literally passive.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? So long story short, it turned out to be successful. And then was able to build it with the right infrastructure and marketing and literally getting ready to sell it this month, right?
Yep, definitely. Yep.
A fear turns into an accomplishment, like when it's used and fueled right, man. That's really what I wanted to get at, you know?
Yeah.
Because like you said, starting off, it was just so many people with so many opinions about so many things. Everybody had an opinion. Nobody had ever done it or tried it before.
Uh-huh. Definitely. So let me ask you this. For the listeners that you know, the book is called The Startup. So for the listeners that are thinking about starting up a business or an invention or anything, a music career, whatever, what advice would you give to them, you know, that's facing that fear or that's worried about what everybody's thinking or that's listening to their peers and friends that's saying you can't do this or you can't do that? You know, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to look within themselves and figure out what their purpose is by wanting to do whatever business, whatever venture it is. Figure out your why. For us, me and you, our why are our children. We never want them to ever have a job, rely on college, rely on the education to make it the way they feed their family. So what I would tell people is to figure out your why, right?
Yep.
And just start before you're ready.
Start before you're ready. That might be the best advice right there.
Yeah. Because you'll never fully be prepared for something that you're passionate about, because most people want it done perfect.
Uh-huh.
Instead of wanting to get it done and fixing what's messed up there and learning from that. You know what I mean? Most people wait to the point to where it's never done or somebody's done it already better than you. How many times have we experienced that?
Exactly. Exactly. A couple. So
what about you?
Book, what advice would I give them?
What advice would you give to somebody who's fearful but wants to start something?
My advice would be like Nike, just do it. Like you say, the best thing you said is start before you're ready. you really have to stop worrying about what other people think. Because regardless, if you do it and fail, you're moving forward.
Right.
You know, and it's really delayed gratitude.
Right.
You know, it's like an athlete. Athletes play sports from when they're 3 years old all the way up until the NBA draft or the NFL draft. You know, it's that delayed gratitude. So it's like losing weight. It's like going on a diet. You know, it's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
You know, my biggest piece of advice outside of the fear would be to have your foundation down.
Right.
That might be the biggest thing that I struggle with from the startup is not really having the foundation down, but have that foundation down, have that job or whatever that takes care of all the bills, and then start your thing on the side and watch it grow.
Right.
So that's my biggest advice. Just to get back to the book, I'm gonna read a couple of the titles in this first chapter. So the first one is What is Fear? The second one is How Can You Overcome These Fears? Third, we have Stop Giving Excuses. We have a mentor. You know, myself or Orlando can be your mentor. Third is understanding your fears. You really have to understand your fears to know what you're getting yourself into. And then last but not least, be resilient.
Resilience.
Resilience. Resilience to me, when I think about resilience, it's that grass or that flower growing through the concrete.
Wow.
That to me, that's resilience.
Yeah, and find a way to keep motivated. Like, to me, motivation, because motivation is not something, somebody can't make you motivated. Somebody can help keep you motivated in certain times, but motivation
is within.
Yes.
Yep.
It's absolutely intrinsic. It's not something that that somebody can give to you, a gift to you, or that you can go buy at the corner store. It's something that, like, for me personally, I can wake up at 4 a.m. and be ready to rock and roll. I can be, you know, I'm already motivated. I already want to hurt you. I already want to.
No alarm.
Yeah. No such thing. My alarm is internal. You know, I wake up every day wanting to, you know, accomplish the things that didn't get accomplished yesterday. You know, like, I wake up every day like that. Nobody is waking up before me. Nobody's waking up doing more than me, period.
Absolutely. Trust me.
You know what I mean? And take pride in that. It's not something that we can question. My kids right now tell you the same thing. They're around me. They do business too. You know, like, they can tell you. Nobody outworks them. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to outwork them.
Definitely, man. Definitely. The time is now.
Yeah.
The time is now. If anybody want to start anything, the time is now, man. Reach out to us, man. We got, if I don't have time, I'll make time to talk with you, motivate you, man. We've worked with so many different people on helping them start their business, shooting videos. I mean, you name it. You know, so if you need that little push, that extra push, man, reach out to myself or Orlando via social media. My email is Jones, JONES4549@gmail.com. You know, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up, you know, and fear, you know, be fearless, man.
And be motivated, offset that fear.
Yeah. Motivation. Exactly. Your purpose, your why.
Right.
Y'all have a great, great one, man. Thank you for listening. And stop preparing for fall.
Yep, get your copy of the startup.